It's Playhouse in the Morning, 1-94-0, Amy K, Jaldy, a.k.a. The Love Doctors.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. No pills gonna cure my ill. I got a bad case of loving you.
When it comes to matters of love and tenderness, sometimes you only need the Love Doctors. Love Doctors, they are the love gurus. I cannot wait to be married. It's so exciting. In fact, my dream has come true. Been waiting for this wedding since I was a little girl, but now I'm not sure I'm marrying the right guy. Last weekend, my fiance and I went out with some friends, and they asked, "How excited are you?" And I said, "I feel like I'm Cinderella who found her Prince Charming." And somebody asked him, "What do you think? Are you as excited as she is?" And he said, "I guess so. Yeah, it'll be fine." I'm crushed. I asked him about it later, and he blew it off. He said, "That's just how I talk. It's nothing. I can't help but feel like he's settling for me. Should this be haunting me the way it is?"
I mean, the fact that he asked you to marry him.
There's that.
I think that's a good sign. That's just, I think, who guys are. Especially, too, you probably know, if you've been planning this wedding. Did he help? Probably not.
Yeah, she's probably doing all the actual work. I think it actually is kind of a red flag.
Really?
Yeah. If he said it like that, it's fine.
It's fine. Yeah.
I mean, you should.
How many times do you think he's been asked, though?
Mm. Yeah, but you still have to be like, "Yes, dude, it's the love of my life. I'm excited." I mean, yeah, because there can be a point where you do just settle. Especially when you get old enough, you'll be like, "You know what? Let me think about this. Yeah, she's nice. She can cook. She cleans. She's a sweet person."
She cooks. She cleans. Yeah, what is she, your maid?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And all of a sudden, you're like, "Listen, she takes care of me."
Earlier in the show, you were saying something about how, you know, these guys' wives just go bake some cakes and pies.
Yeah, that's true.
You're going to cause yourself some problems, my friend.
But I'm just saying, that's
what... Welcome to 2023. Where are you, 1960?
But that's where the mindset comes, right? That's where the mindset comes. Though, if you're going to settle as a man. So this might be what he's doing. If he's not saying that, or if he's saying that to you, I feel like that's a red flag 100%.
I'm probably kind of along the mindset and the wavelength of Amy, where I'm like, I mean, he did ask you to marry him, right? So yeah. I don't think it's very... There's not a lot of guys that would have got to ask that question by, like, let's be honest, it's probably mostly her friends. Like, "Oh my God, are you so excited? Blah, 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 planning, it's getting close. Oh my God." And like most guys would just be like, yeah, it's great. Yeah. But like, oh my God, I can't believe it's just 3 months away. Ah! I picked out my tux the other day. Like, you're not going to get that for most guys.
I would. I'd be like, "Yeah, you should see this really cool baby blue tie I'm going to rock. She said these are the colors, and I'm changing it up."
I do agree, though, she could be upset. I think it's fine to be upset about, and that's what made me tell him. Like, it hurt me how you responded to that, but I don't think it is a red flag. I think he's probably just like, "I mean, I'm getting married. I already asked you to marry me. Now we're just waiting for the day.
I'm a stupid dude."
Yeah.
you could chalk it up to that. I want to know the actual words and the cadence of how he said those words. That'll be able to tell you the vibe and the actual energy coming from this person. If you should run or not.
You're just trying to save yourself after that bacon stuff.
I'm telling you truth. I'm telling you the truth because that's the mindset. As a man, especially as you get older, you're like, "Man, she takes care of me. It's like a mother figure."
Stop speaking for all men.
I will for majority of men. Not me, not you, but normal weirdos.
Love doctors, love doctors. You are the love gurus. It is my opinion that my husband's family has become extremely toxic and is actually unhealthy for our relationship and our children. Not to get into details, but I think our family would be a lot healthier if he could just cut them out and see them on rare, rare occasion rather than keep exposing us to these people. How do I tell this to him?
Does he see it? Like, is he the one saying, "Oh, can't believe that happened again. Christmas was bad, and then at Easter." If he's the one bringing it up, then maybe you could have that conversation. But if he doesn't think there's an issue, you can't just say, "Hey, you got to cut your family out."
Yeah, that's not happening.
That's the other part. I'm sure there at some point in your relationship, it's come up, or if it hasn't come up, because everybody's like, "Well, you want watch out for this person in my family." When you meet the family, there's going to be this is probably what's going to happen because you know. Everybody's got that craziness in their family, right? So you should have already had that warning.
Yeah, I mean, there's exceptions to anything that probably all three of us are saying here. I mean, if there was some sort of abuse or drug or, you know, something like that, I mean, okay, that's a different conversation. If you just don't like these people and you don't think that they're really, you don't like the cut of their jib, you don't want to be the person that tells somebody to cut out their family, because they will grow to resent you eventually, even if you might be right. They got to come to that conclusion on their own. You can try to have the conversation like, gosh, you know, do you think this behavior is healthy? What are we going to do about that? Do you think it's affecting the kids? Or I hate when they do this. How do you feel about this? You can have a conversation about it. I don't think you can tell somebody, like, you got to cut these people out. It's just not going to work.
Yeah, unless it's their own decision. But yeah, that's their family. You can't.
It's a tough one. He should be able to figure it out. And if he isn't, then you maybe, like Zero said, have that conversation and just be like, have you noticed that they did this around the kid, or they say this type of thing and they probably shouldn't be saying these things? So you have to have that conversation and then bring it to realization for him maybe that they're toxic.
Or start with baby steps. Set some boundaries. Hey, they can't come over every weekend.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you're probably dealing with an extreme version of this, but I do think there's a weird thing, and you too will experience this someday. For sure you will. You will if you want some little Joel D's. There's a thing that happens when you start giving your parents grandkids, and you end up also having to kind of parent a little bit your parents, and that you have a certain expectation of how things are done with your children under your roof and the relationship you want them to have with other people. And so there's going to be times where, you know, your spouse will have to do this with their parents. You'll have to do it with your parents. You're going to have to kind of call them out and be like, listen, we don't do it like that. We didn't like this. In the future, we want you to do this. And at first, your parents are going to give you a little bit of pushback. But I think 80% of the time, they come to understand, like, these are their kids.
Right.
And you just kind of set the rules, stay firm with them. And it's something you have to do. It just is.
It's good to know. I guess I only have a dog, and I'd be like, you know what? My dog doesn't jump. Can you please tell him down? And I don't say off. I say down. It's the same. You're training.
It's the same.
You're training.
It's a little bit, yeah.
It's training.
Similar. And finally, love doctors. Love doctors. You are the love gurus. I love my girlfriend, but she is constant drama. It seems like everybody in her life, her family, her coworkers, her friends, everybody is a problem. And so it seems like every time we see each other, it's a vent session about who is causing her issues. I just want to be a source of positivity in her life and not have to listen to her whine about everybody she knows. How do I stop the drama?
First, I want to be friends with her. Second, she may have issues, but she's going to you to vent. You're probably the one person she can. This is who wrote this? Steven, because
Steven coming in.
I vent to him nonstop, texting, calling him right when he gets home from work. Remember what I was talking about earlier in the text message? Da, 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 da. You're just her. She just wants you to listen. And then you need to try to spin it positive. Steven tries to do that. Okay, I know you're angry about that, but, you know, you didn't, because this didn't happen, then you got to do this. So put your positivity in there. But just listen to her.
I think that's the hardest thing for a man, is to be able to listen and not like feel like you need to contribute some sort of like, but you should have, here's a positive affirmation. I want you to go look at yourself in the mirror right now, babe, and just say, I love myself or something. Like that would be like what your brain would say. But the listening part is the huge factor in this one. She's just trying to vent, unless it's like, unless she's able to get herself out of the situation of being around those people. You're not able to, unless you're strong in your mindset, push past that type of negativity.
I think a lot of times, too, when it's you're like in a relationship with somebody or you're a good friend with somebody even, you kind of are each other's emotional dumpsters.
Right.
Where you just kind of unload and it's just like, what's going on with you? Blah. And some people do that more than others. Just kind of like how some people have a fuller trash can than others.
This is true.
A few extra bags. But you can do that to her, too. And it's just kind of part of being in a relationship. Oh, by the way, I didn't want to forget mine for the week. Steven's a real lucky man, isn't he?
He's a great guy.
Oof, that guy.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a